Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. It feels like every time I blink, there's some crazy new tech thing happening. AI this, blockchain that. It's enough to make your head spin.
I hear you. It's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes, right?
Exactly. So that's why I'm super excited about our deep dive today. We're going to be taking a closer look at token wisdom.
Ah, token wisdom. Always a fascinating read.
You know it. We'll be focusing on an essay by your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam, called Crash Course on What's Coming.
Catchy title. What's Khayyam got cooking this time?
Well, he's basically saying that we're all so focused on the shiny surface of tech, the gadgets and gizmos, that we're missing the powerful undercurrents shaping the future.
I like that analogy, undercurrents, like what exactly?
Things like AI, machine learning, cryptography, the foundational tech that's kind of driving everything else.
He's got a point. We often get caught up in the what of tech without really understanding the why behind it.
Totally. And Khayyam does a brilliant job of explaining why these undercurrents matter. He even compares us to sailors so busy looking at the boats bobbing on the waves that they completely miss the currents driving everything beneath.
Haha, love that visual. So, how does he connect this to the tech world?
Well, he argues that we're often so dazzled by the latest smartphones and apps that we fail to see the deeper implications of technologies like AI.
It's like we're so focused on the shiny new boat that we forget about the powerful current that could capsize it.
Exactly. Okay, so Khayyam kicks off his essay with this line: "In a world enthralled by the relentless march of technological progress, it is the subtle underlying forces, artificial intelligence, machine learning, computer vision, and cryptography that shape our future." What do you think he's getting at here?
Well, he's making a really interesting point. He's saying that while we might be amazed by all the cool stuff technology can do, it's these deeper, often invisible forces that are really driving the changes that shape our lives.
And it's not just about the tech itself.
Right.
It's about how we interact with it, how it impacts our society, our values, our very sense of what it means to be human.
You got it. It's about understanding the broader context, the forces that are pushing and pulling, shaping the direction of technological progress.
So let's dive into some of these undercurrents. Khayyam talks a lot about AI, right?
Oh, yeah. He definitely sees AI as a major force shaping the future. He even compares AI to a partner, not just a tool.
A partner. That's an interesting way to put it. What does he mean by that?
Well, he's saying that AI is becoming more than just a set of instructions we give to a computer. It's starting to learn, adapt, and make decisions on its own.
Wow. So it's not just about us controlling AI anymore. It's about figuring out how to collaborate with it, maybe even coexist with it.
Right. And that brings up a whole host of ethical questions, which, of course, Khayyam doesn't shy away from.
Like, what kind of ethical questions?
Well, for starters, he asks, never create what you can't control.
Never create what you can't control. That's a pretty powerful statement.
It is, and it gets right to the heart of our anxieties about AI. What happens when we create something that surpasses our ability to understand or control it?
It's a question that's been explored in countless sci-fi movies and books, but it's becoming more and more relevant in the real world as AI becomes more powerful.
Exactly. And I think one of the things that makes Khayyam's writing so compelling is that he doesn't offer easy answers. He raises these tough questions and challenges us to grapple with them ourselves.
He's kind of like that friend who always asks the thought-provoking questions at a party, the ones that make you really stop and think.
I know the type.
Okay, so we've got this idea of AI as a partner, potentially one that we can't fully control. But how does this actually play out in our everyday lives?
Well, Khayyam uses this really relatable example of car key fobs.
Car key fobs. What do those have to do with AI?
He uses them to illustrate this constant cycle of innovation and vulnerability that we see with technology. Remember when key fobs first came out?
Yeah, it was like magic. You could unlock your car from across the parking lot.
Exactly. It was super convenient, but then what happened?
Thieves figured out how to hack them. Suddenly, your fancy key fob became a security risk.
Right. And to fix that, car makers had to implement new technologies like ultra-wideband or UWB. It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
So it's like one step forward, two steps back. Are we destined to always be chasing security in this tech arms race?
It kind of feels that way sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just about car key fobs either. Khayyam points out that the more complex our technology becomes, the harder it is to guarantee security. Even cryptography, which is designed to protect our data, faces this challenge.
I never thought about it that way. You'd think that with all our advances in cryptography, our data would be more secure than ever.
You'd think so, but as Khayyam points out, The more intricate the cipher, the more control we believe we exert over our information. Yet as cryptography grows more complex, it becomes a fundamental current driving the security of collective digital existence. It becomes ever more challenging to ensure the integrity of what we seek to safeguard.
So the better we get at protecting our data, the harder it becomes to actually keep it safe. It's like a paradox.
It is a bit of a paradox.
Yeah.
And it highlights the need for us to be more aware, more critical, and more discerning about the technologies we use and how we use them.
This is getting deep. Okay, so we've talked about AI and the challenges of security, even with something as advanced as cryptography. But there's another layer to this whole thing, right?
Absolutely. Khayyam connects these technological anxieties to what we see in pop culture, which I find fascinating.
Oh, tell me more about that. What's he saying about pop culture?
Well, he points out that these themes of technology spiraling out of control, AI becoming too powerful, are all over our movies and TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Like Next and Person of Interest. Mm. Those shows definitely explore the dark side of AI.
Exactly. And he sees this as a reflection of our deeper anxieties about technology. It's not just some abstract concept. It's something we're grappling with as a society. And those fears are manifesting in the stories we tell.
So it's not just geeks and techies who are worried about this stuff. It's something that's permeating our culture, our collective consciousness. That's pretty wild when you think about it.
It is, and it shows that these aren't just hypothetical problems for some distant future. They're issues we're facing right now, and they're only going to become more pressing as technology continues to advance.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. AI, security, pop culture. What else is Khayyam digging into in this essay? This is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh, yeah. We've only just scratched the surface. There's so much more to unpack, but we'll save that for our next deep dive.
Stay tuned, folks. This is going to be good.
It's like those sci-fi stories are becoming less fiction and more like, well, a glimpse into what could be, right?
It's definitely making me rethink my whole bring on the robot overlords stance.
Well, maybe hold off on the welcome wagon for now. But seriously, Khayyam brings up another important point about this rapid pace of technological change.
Which is?
He argues that it often leads to a sort of technological amnesia.
Technological amnesia? What's that? Sounds serious.
It is, in a way. He's basically saying that we're so quick to embrace the new and shiny that we forget the lessons learned from past mistakes.
Ah, I see what he's getting at. It's like we're constantly repeating the same patterns, even when we know better.
Exactly. And he uses that same key fob example to illustrate his point. He says, let me find the exact quote here. The allure of the new often eclipses the wisdom gleaned from the old. The key FOB, in its simplicity, represents this quandary on a micro scale.
So we're so focused on the next cool gadget that we forget about the vulnerabilities of the last one. Makes sense.
Right. And it's not just about security either. Think about how quickly we've adopted smartphones and social media.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who can imagine life without them now?
Exactly. But have we really stopped to think about the long-term impact they might be having on our privacy, our mental health, even our relationships?
Good point. It's easy to get caught up in the convenience and the coolness factor without really considering the downsides. So what's the solution here? Should we just, like, stop innovating altogether?
Well, Khayyam isn't saying we need to hit the brakes on progress. He believes innovation is essential, but he stresses the importance of mindfulness. We need to be more aware of the potential pitfalls of new technologies before we rush headlong into adopting them.
He's advocating for a more cautious approach, a sort of look before you leap mentality when it comes to tech. I like that.
Me too. And it aligns with his whole never create what you can't control philosophy. He even says, and I'm paraphrasing here, that in our pursuit of a brighter future, we need to be careful not to lose sight of the potential risks. Let me see if I can find the exact quote. Here it is. In contemplating the beautiful entropic dance of progress, we must remain cognizant of the undercurrents. The allure of a sun-powered world is undeniable, but in our pursuit of golden tomorrows, we must be vigilant stewards of the technology we birth.
Vigilant stewards of the technology we birth. I love that. It's like we're not just creating tools.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating something that has the potential to shape our world, for better or worse.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point Khayyam makes. The need for open and honest conversations about the ethical implications of technology.
Ethical implications. Like, what do we want technology to do for us? What kind of world do we want to create with it?
Exactly. And who gets to decide these things? Is it just the tech companies, the governments? Or do we all have a say?
He seems to be saying that these decisions shouldn't be made in a vacuum. We all need to be involved in shaping the future of technology.
Absolutely. And I think that's something we often forget. We tend to think of technology as neutral, but the reality is,
it's not.
Right. The choices we make about technology today, they're going to have a ripple effect for generations to come.
But how do we even begin to have these conversations? It feels like technology is moving so fast that it's hard to even keep up, let alone have these deep philosophical discussions about ethics.
Khayyam acknowledges that it's not easy. He talks about the need for ongoing dialogue, questioning assumptions, challenging the status quo.
So it's about being more informed, more critical, more willing to ask tough questions.
Yeah, and demanding transparency and accountability from those who are developing these powerful technologies. We're not just passive consumers, we're citizens, and we have a right to be part of the conversation.
We need to be more like active participants in shaping the tech landscape, not just along for the ride.
Exactly. He reminds us that, and this is a direct quote, we are not mere passengers on this voyage. We are the navigators, accountable for the trajectory we chart.
Love that analogy. We're not just passengers. We're the ones steering the ship. Okay, so we've talked about the need for awareness, for mindful engagement, for open dialogue. But there's something else that Khayyam touches on that really struck me. It's this idea that we might be overestimating our ability to control technology.
Yes, that's a key theme throughout his essay. It's like, what does control even mean in a world where machines are becoming more and more autonomous?
It's like that saying, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Once technology reaches a certain level of sophistication, can we really control it, or is it going to start making its own decisions?
Exactly. He even poses this question, and I'm quoting here, as we stand at the helm of this technological odyssey, the warning to never create what you can't control navigates us toward a complex question. What does control mean when the created begins to learn, adapt, and potentially act independently?
Whoa. So it's not just about setting boundaries for technology. It's about rethinking the very concept of control in a world where machines are becoming increasingly autonomous.
Right. We're so used to thinking of technology as something we can master, something that bends to our will. But what happens when it starts exhibiting behaviors that we didn't program, that we didn't anticipate? What happens when it starts learning and adapting in ways that we don't fully understand?
It's like we're entering this new era where the lines between creator and creation are becoming blurred. Kind of freaky, but also kind of exciting.
I know, right? And that blurring of lines raises all sorts of ethical questions about responsibility, about accountability, even about what it means to be intelligent.
So if we can't necessarily control technology in the traditional sense, what does that mean for our relationship with it moving forward? Like, how do we even approach that?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And Khayyam doesn't offer any easy answers, but I think he's suggesting that we need to move beyond this binary notion of control versus chaos.
So instead of trying to dominate technology, we need to figure out how to coexist with it, to adapt and evolve alongside it.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that technology isn't some external force acting upon us. It's something we co-create, something we shape, something we're constantly negotiating with.
He does say there must be a balance between fostering innovation and maintaining enough mastery over our creations to prevent adverse outcomes. What became of the ethics committees that once ensured our safe passage? If this pratique no longer holds significance, this will undoubtedly cause some waves. So he's acknowledging that we need some kind of framework, some way to ensure that technology is used responsibly.
Absolutely. And that's where the real challenge lies, but also the opportunity. We need to find ways to harness the power of technology while safeguarding our values, our autonomy, our shared humanity.
It's a delicate dance, that's for sure. But it's one we have to learn to do if we want to navigate the future successfully. It really is a fascinating and kind of scary time to be alive, isn't it? We're on the cusp of this incredible technological revolution, but we're also facing these huge unknowns.
It's like we're standing at the edge of this vast, uncharted territory. We can see the potential, the amazing things that could be, but we also know there are dangers lurking out there.
Exactly. And that's why I think Khayyam's essay is so important. It's a call for us to be more mindful, more intentional about how we approach technology.
He's not saying we should be afraid of progress, but he is urging us to be cautious, to think carefully about the implications of what we create. He uses this great phrase, cautious creation, to describe the mindset we need to adopt.
Cautious creation. I like that. It's like, yeah, let's innovate, let's push boundaries, but let's also make sure we're not creating more problems than we're solving.
Right. And he brings back that key fob analogy to drive home this point. Remember how we talked about how it started as a symbol of convenience, but then became a reminder of our vulnerability?
Yeah, the whole security nightmare with people hacking into them.
Exactly. He says, the key FOB, in its simplicity, represents this quandary on a micro scale. A small device enabling remote access to vehicles, it is a marvel of convenience, yet indicative of our reliance on and vulnerability to the technology we trust. He's basically saying that even seemingly simple technologies can have unintended consequences.
It's like that butterfly effect thing, right?
Yeah.
One small change can have huge ripple effects.
Exactly. And that's why he stresses the importance of not just understanding the what of technology, but also the why. Why are we creating this? What problems are we trying to solve? And what new problems might we be creating in the process?
So it's not enough to just be wowed by the latest gadget or app.
Mm.
We need to ask ourselves, what's the motivation behind this? What's the bigger picture?
Totally. And he even challenges us to think about the stories we're telling ourselves about technology. Are we blindly accepting this narrative of inevitable progress without questioning the potential downsides?
It's like, are we drinking the Kool-Aid without even thinking about the ingredients?
He puts it this way. It encourages us to heed the lessons of the stories unfolding around us, views encapsulated in the cyclical patterns of technological acceptance and anxiety in pop culture phenomena like Next, which seem to resurface with relevancy as preludes to their prophecies. He's pointing to all those sci-fi stories about AI taking over, robots turning against humanity. Are they just entertainment, or are they reflecting a deeper unease we have about the path we're on?
It's interesting to think about how those stories might be shaping our perceptions of technology, even subconsciously.
Right. And it makes you wonder if we need new stories, new ways of thinking about technology that go beyond the simplistic good versus evil, human versus machine narrative.
Because in reality, it's much more complex than that. It's not about one side winning or losing. It's about finding a way to coexist, to co-evolve.
Exactly. And I think Khayyam is pushing for a more nuanced perspective, one that acknowledges the interconnectedness of technology and humanity. We're not separate entities. We're shaping each other in profound ways.
So if we're not just passive passengers in this technological journey, what role can we play in shaping a future that benefits everyone?
Khayyam reminds us that we are the navigators, accountable for the trajectory we chart. It starts with being informed, asking critical questions, and demanding transparency from those who are developing these powerful technologies.
It's also about having these conversations, not just with tech experts, but with everyone. This isn't just a tech issue, it's a human issue.
Absolutely. We need to move beyond the fear and hype surrounding technology and start having thoughtful, nuanced conversations about the kind of future we want to create.
He says that we must therefore aim for equilibrium in innovation, tethering the vast capabilities of technology to the grounding force of humane intentions. It's a powerful reminder that technology should serve humanity, not the other way around.
His closing words really resonated with me. Ultimately, this essay posed by the initial quote, "Never create what you can't control," serves as a Socratic entreaty to the architects of tomorrow. It's a call to action for all of us to be mindful creators, to use our ingenuity to build a future where technology enhances our lives without compromising our values.
Well said. Khayyam's crash course on what's coming has definitely given us a lot to think about. It's a reminder that even in a world increasingly dominated by technology, we still have the power to shape our destiny.
We're not just along for the ride. We're the ones holding the map, charting the course.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of token wisdom. We hope it sparks some new ideas and maybe even a little bit of healthy paranoia. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep learning.